But Metzia, Perek Ches Mishneh Hey. We're done with the Toyin V'nitin over here in the context of Moichel Lekeach, Soicher, and Masker. We're going to have one more Mishnah of Tainis between Moichel Lekeach and then some Yonim of Schiris Batim. Hamoichel Zeisov Le'etzim. He sells, Reuven sells Shimon trees, and he sells them to him, al das that he should cut down the trees. He should be able to use it as firewood. Obviously, somebody decided that the trees are valuable enough in terms of firewood, even though the trees should be more profitable. They made very little zeisim. Pachas mirvius l'saw means from a huge amount of trees, it made very little zeisim. Now, you understand that the reason why somebody was selling a money-making thing like trees that should produce fruit is that they were producing very few fruit in the first place. So these trees are almost dead. They're producing very little fruit, which is the reason why they were sold in the first place for firewood. Lemaisa, before they were chopped down, something grew. The eitzim belonged to the leker, but the fruit that's produced might be the product of the balasoda. So the assumption is Harelu Shabala Zeisim, we let the Lekech have it. We assume that for such a minuscule amount of Zeisim, the Moichel was Moichel the Lekech, and he could take it. Now, by the way, this answers another question. How is one allowed to cut down a pre-eitz? There's a lav in the Torah, the end of Pasha Shoftim, what we call Hashchosas, Atzeitz. Only Bal Tashchis really in the Torah is Bal Tashchis of fruit trees. The answer is that it produces such poor and so little fruit that it's not even considered a fruit tree. So B'chiyai Gavna, the Moichel is Moichel the Lekech keep the Zeisim, the few Zeisim that it produced. Also Revius L'saw, that amount might be minuscule, but it's something. A Revius from a whole saw of trees, Zeo Imer, Zeisai Gidlu, so the Bal Ha Eitzim says, my trees produce these fruit. It's a product of the ground. Both of them are legitimate tainus. The product of a tree is a product of the tree and of the land that the tree grows from. So similar din, but different. A river flooded a field and it uprooted trees, and the trees landed in somebody else's field, and they were nishtarish there. The trees landed, and they were still viable, and they sunk into the ground, they struck roots, and they produced fruits. Zeo ime zeisai gidlu. He says, my trees that rolled up on your shore produced these fruits. Zeo ime artsi gidlo. What's the din yachloiku? That means two cases where both tzadim are viable. This is not Yachloiku of Maman Amut B'Safik Yachloiku. This is Yachloiku because they're both right. So each one has a 50% ownership in the fruit that grows. The Rav adds an important shtickle Gemara over here in Daf Kof Aleph. He says that the Gemara makes an ukimta that we're talking about over here, that the river uprooted the trees and they were put into another field where there was some ground attached. There's a basic reason why it has to be that way. If the trees become uprooted from field A and they land in field B, then by definition they're orlo. Even though the trees had already produced fruit in their previous location, a tree that's nekar mim kaimoy and replanted in a different place exists, a cause of that also becomes a new ilon, and zedin orlo. So the first 3 years, the peris are also anyways. So we're talking about over here, it uprooted with a little bit of gush karka that's attached to the tree and landed in a different place. So because of that, we see both of them as having equal schusim to the peiros, because on the one hand, the peiros grow from the ground. On the other hand, if not for the little piece of ground that was attached to the tree from the original site, the peiros would have been also. So Mel, that's why the Bal HaPeiros has a schus. The Bal HaElon has a schus. But after 3 years, the Gemara says, Taka we nemon, that the schus of the peiros accrues to the balakaka. The balakaka could have it. By the case of Moichel and Lekech, the shal is what's bechlal. Yeah, Moichel, not Moichel. So there we see both of them as having a schus. Mishnevov, Hamaske bayis lachaveroi. Reuven rents a house to Shimon. There's no contract that says that he could stay a year. Michelle, the person has an open-ended contract. What happens if the landlord wants the tenant out? What happens, conversely, if the tenant wants to leave? Bought a house, he wants to move someplace else. What are the michuyovios that the two of them have to each other? So the Mishnah says like this. B'mayis hakshamim, if it's in the middle of the rainy season, any yochel loitzia, the assumption is that it's almost impossible to find a rental in the rainy season. This is clearly from the Gemara, Takona derabbanon, that even though the Balabayis, he never signed on that he's going to keep him for 6 months, but Lamaisa, since it's the rainy season, so Meli and Allah throw him out. Now, we might add a second level to that, that the Achronim point out, that once that becomes a Takonas Chachomim, then even without having signed that into a written agreement, the assumption, the stumbius, unwritten, is that that is the minig between the masculine and the seichel. So that's what the contract means. It's not just a takon. It starts with a takon, but then is assumed to be unwritten, but it's part of the contract. The importance of this second nekuda is that we don't just see stam, a takon, a blanket takon, that he's never allowed to be moitzi and bemtzi moisachayr. We enforce that din only in the context of when that becomes the agreement between the two of them. So what happens, let's say they sign an agreement exactly to the contrary. They write out an agreement that there's a contract that goes until January 15th, until Rosh Chodesh Shvat, let's say. So the halachas, you can get rid of the tenant whenever. Now there's another din, which is the second din. The first din is that b'moyis hakshom meni yochel loitzioi min achag v'ad ha-pesach, from the beginning of Sukkot, tes vav tishrei, until tes vav nisan, b'moyis hachamo, from the first day Pesach, when we start saying Mori Datol, so that's already summertime, and 6 months later, there the term that you have to give advance notice, the landlord has to give an eviction notice to the tenant is 30 days. That's considered enough. L'cha'ayra, what we just said, that if he writes a contract with a time, then he can give him no notice, applies even to no notice of 30 days. However, that nekud is not so pashut, and Rashi l'cha'ayra is klar not that way. That's not so clear, but it's mefurish that way. In the Rishonim, the Rif paskins that way, but Rashi holds that no, even the Lamed Yoyim, that Lamed Yoyim is not negotiable. You always have to give a hidah of lamed yoyim. Ubekrochim, in big cities, echi meisacham vechi meisachshomim, shnei masachodesh. This is all in little towns, but in big cities, there has to be a lengthy period of hidah. Why? Because it's hard to find. In big cities, it's hard to find rentals. What exactly is the taich of a big city? That's not so clear. But lamaisa, in a place where it's crowded, person's going to expect that when he rents, it's understood that he has a right to live there, and he's not going to be thrown out. What happens if we're talking about a commercial rental? Both in small towns, and both in big cities, 12 months. Why 12 months, even in small towns, where it's easy enough to find another rental? So the Gemara explains that over here there's a bazundur takana, because storekeepers, the only way they'll be able to collect their debts, people sell, stores sell on credit. If they're going to be kicked out, evicted, they're going to have to find a different location, they're never going to be able to collect money that's owed to them. The only way is to have an address that's stable and known, and Mamela, they can send letters of collection, and they can go after people, people can come to them to pay. For that, you always need 12 months. Nishnodem, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Mechanush Shal Nachtoim, Vishal Tzaboyim Shal Lishonim. In a store that's, Nachtoim is like a baker, Moichri Lechem. Tzaboyim are dyers. For some reason, I'm not sure why, these type of stores give lengthy periods of credit. And because of that, the same takana, instead of being for 12 months, is Sholoshonim. So this was a Chazal protected people that need that protection in terms of rental. But that becomes, like we said, the unwritten agreement that's in the contract.